Is there anything new on your efforts to bring that CAT facility to Galesburg?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that. In terms of the regional efforts, this is one of many strategies that Galesburg is utilizing to hopefully attract the Caterpillar project to the Galesburg area. But basically, to not only show support from a five-county area, but really to market the combined assets of the region and not necessarily just of the community itself. And one of those greatest assets, of course, is the workforce with the necessary skill sets that could satisfy the needs that the Caterpillar operation would have. So everything from not only, you know, the production workers, fabrication workers, you know, your welders and your CNC operators, but also in terms of the engineering and your facility, you know, supervisors. It's important because collectively we do offer that in this five-county region. And so it's just one of, you know, various assets that we can position to hopefully increase, you know, the potential that we might have for Galesburg to successfully bring that Caterpillar project here.
So what is it that you're doing? Are you asking the other counties or other communities to support you?
Here's what we're doing is that we've reached out to all the chief elected officials in the five-county area, and we're asking them to provide a letter of support and to in terms of Galesburg efforts to draw the Caterpillar project to our region. So it isn't just Galesburg, and it's just not the immediate surrounding area of Galesburg, but to actually attract that project somewhere in this five-county area, because Galesburg would benefit if it's sited, you know, in this region because of the commuting patterns of, you know, residents, not only Galesburg, but all the other communities, as well as we have contractors. We have manufacturers that provide products and or services to Caterpillar, and it would increase their demand as well. And so with that, it would translate into hopefully expansions for those companies, if not, you know, physically, but maybe in the levels of employment.
Just so I'm clear, are you asking these officials to specifically endorse Galesburg as the site, or are you asking them to write and say somewhere in this five-county area?
Right. In the region. And that's why we believe there is that high level of mutual interest.
Okay. What are the five counties?
The five counties would be Mercer, Henry, Henderson, Warren, and Knox.
Okay. And I think, as you said, this is just part of your thinking of taking a regional approach to economic development. Would that be correct?
Exactly. And we understand that Galesburg is the regional driver when it comes to, you know, the regional economy. But at the same time, we realize that Caterpillar has nothing but options in terms of where they're going to site this manufacturing facility. And every community would like to see it in their own backyard. But that's, for us, that isn't the, I guess, the best level of thinking. For us, it's more of collectively, how can we bring together our resources in order to be more competitive.
So you would be happiest if it was in Galesburg, but you'd be just as happy if it ended up in Warren or Mercer or Henry counties?
Yes, we would, because a lot of these folks, and I'll give you an example, when some of our larger employers were here, your Butlers and your Maytags, we had a lot of people that would commute in from these counties to work at these facilities. And so for us, we Galesburg and any other community in this region would receive some level of benefit from that, you know, that operation being situated somewhere in our region.
Have you heard anything new recently from CAT?
No, we haven't. You know, we're still going through our process. We're still working our own campaign to attract them. So that's by design. CAD, you know, is not going to show their hand until they're ready either to make a decision on a final cut or maybe a final decision on the location.
All right. Anything you want to add on that?
No, other than, you know, we're very excited about it. We do believe that we stand, you know, a good chance, but we realize that we're up against thousands of other communities. We don't have, a understanding of exactly what CAT is looking at because they did not issue a formal request for proposal. And those proposals, it would give you all the specifications and requirements that they would be seeking. So we're basing our submittal of our information, of our proposal, based on all the other projects that we've worked on the scale of the CAB, you know, manufacturing facility.
Do you think it strengthens your bid to be pitching a five-county region rather than just a single particular community?
Well, it does, and it's not just with the Caterpillar project, but overall. Long gone are the days where a community would invite companies to their communities, and this is in much, better economic times. And if the company chose not to locate there, well, the communities had many more options. It's become highly competitive. And these kind of projects that very similar to what the CAP project, would provide, are very scarce. And so for us, we understand that we really do have to collaborate, and we have to be constantly looking at how we need to adapt to not only the challenges that we face as communities, but also how to go about securing these opportunities, together. So there is that shift in the culture of thinking when it comes to economic development.
All right. I think that should do it unless you want to add anything.
No, that's it, Rich. Other than, we're very excited. We continue to, make lead ways in the campaign, towards CAT. But I also wanted to share with you that we're not only looking at Caterpillar for this single project. We're looking at establishing a good working positive relationship with Caterpillar Corporation and all. Because if we're not successful in this project, we know that Caterpillar, because of the expansions, that they have been undertaking, especially in the last several years, that there will be other opportunities, if not for projects on this scale that we're speaking of, which is, about 1,000 jobs or better and about $150 million investment, there will be possibly smaller projects, for not only CAT, but also for contractors that provide components or parts, to the Caterpillar organization. So we're looking at this, long term and not necessarily just this single project. This project is a catalyst, but we're looking at really establishing our region, with Caterpillar.